supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Once a week on Wednesday, Caroline joins us in studio and highlights another great local cause or philanthropist. And this morning, everybody playing golf is listening to the gentleman we have in studio, apparently.
They are, for sure. Let's do a big shout out at the ranch over there. I have Mark Christie here, a dear friend and an incredible Laguna citizen. And I want to welcome you, Mark, to Caroline's Cause Corner for the first time. Yay!
Yeah, you've been chasing me for a little while, but it's fun to finally get down here. And again, shout out to the folks at the ranch.
Yeah.
Hope I do you proud.
Are you clapping? I can hear you. Clap louder. Good morning, Mark. So I would love for you to let's talk about what's going on at the ranch, you know, so the environmental improvements that you've made there, and just general Laguna Beach social cause and environmental stuff that, you know, you're thinking about right now. So for just real quickly, for those of you who don't know Mark Christie, I'm sure there's maybe one person out there. And for those of you that live outside the area, Mark was born and raised in Laguna Beach and is a pillar of our society, truly. He's an amazing guy and a dear friend, and I just, you know, I'm super
and
psyched.
He's shaking
you're
his
here.
Head at me right
and
now.
He's going, shut up, Caroline. Anyway, it's true. So tell us what's going on.
So I guess first with the ranch. The ranch is, if you're not familiar with it, it's a redevelopment of a hotel that's been there since 1962, and there's a golf course actually that's been there since 1950. So it was destined to become to go under the tractors of a development group, large development with a new hotel, 18-hole golf course, etc. Myself and a couple of friends saw what was happening and hoped and spoke to the former owners, who were actually very, very nice, and said, boy, if you end up not doing what you're doing, you know, give us a call. We'll take the thing over and we'll just restore it, which is what we've done. So we've got this old place. And we have given it, we have re-envisioned it as kind of the coolest hotel in Orange County. That's what we're shooting for. We're shooting for something that has a genuine Laguna vibe, whether you're in the rooms, walking the grounds, whatever. Something that feels pretty unique, a little bit outside the box. I'm not a hotelier, but as Hobie Alter, who was a mentor of mine, said, surround yourself with great people and let them do what they do. And that's exactly what we're doing. We've got some amazing people. The staff is indescribably committed to this thing and talented, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to blow your mind.
Well, I can speak firsthand about it. I loved the ranch, and I loved the fact that you have redeveloped it into something that, as somebody, you know, I used to work in the visitor bureau for Newport Beach, so I know a little bit about this. It is one of those places, people, that when you're like, God, I want to go to a special, unknown, hidden treasure, this is the hidden treasure that of Laguna Beach, and it is beautiful already. You've done an amazing job, and you're right. The people that work there are just great, and the little touches that you've put in, like the fire pit with the rocking chairs with the beautiful blankets and, you know, at the ninth green, it's just like things like that really, really are wonderful. I'd like to hear about, you know, how environmentally, how you've upgraded the property and everything. I know you've done a lot of work with that.
Well, yeah, that's a great call. Essentially, the work we've done is within the footprint of the existing grounds. And in fact, we eliminated something like 8 or 10 or 11,000 square feet of buildings that were there before and replaced those with open space and permeable surfaces. But on a larger scale, you know, it's a golf course. It's a golf course, and golf courses go through a heck of a lot of water. So we converted the entire course and the hotel grounds to reclaimed water. I think we're the largest reclaimed water user in Laguna Beach, I believe, certainly privately. And we were the largest potable water saver for South Coast Water District with that conversion. So we're pretty proud of that. And just in terms of, you know, the sustainability of the thing itself, I mean, every light bulb on the property is LED. We are manic, obsessive about recycling. I mean, we're just trying to, you know, John Muir this thing and leave only footprints to the extent we possibly can, and at the same time trying to turn visitors and guests and employees onto that sort of that mindset.
Well, I'm super excited about it, and I play golf there, and it's just really wonderful, and my kids are participating in the kid golf, you know, the camps, and I just want to do a quick shout out to that, they have these wonderful kids camps that if you're looking for stuff to do for your kids, which we all are doing right now, I highly recommend that. We're talking to Mark Christie, the owner of the ranch, and Hobie, and many other things. And let's switch gears now to just talk about what are you thinking about as far as Laguna Beach and what's happening in our city, and you know, environmental things, and you know, things that like you have passion around.
Well, I mean, I grew up here, so you know, I've gotten to watch the, you know, the changes and the lack of changes. You know, everybody says, "Man, Laguna's changed," but you know, hey, I was there. You know, and so I know that the sound spectrum is still there. There's a lot of things that to me are the essence of town, and they're still here. And yes, there have been changes, but change is inevitable. On the other hand, Laguna has been fiercely protective of sort of its independence and its culture and its soul. And you know, in terms of social causes, I guess Laguna is my favorite social cause in whatever form that takes. But I think, you know, there's a uniqueness about this town I honestly haven't found anywhere else. I mean, we are absolutely socioeconomically diverse, politically diverse. I mean, you name it, it's going on here. There are people here with billions. There are people here with, you know, $5 in their pocket. And the reality is it doesn't really matter who's who, because, you know, we're all here because of this place. We all sort of get it, and we're all doing what we can to make it, you know, even better.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So wrapping up, is there anything else that you want to, you know, talk about? What do you got on your playlist these days?
93.5, baby. I just love these guys. I mean, I'm so stoked with Tyler and what they're doing down here. I mean, this, you know, it's funny, you know, because I did grow up here, and you couldn't get a damn radio station. I mean, we got 640 AM, and that was about it. And you know, so we spun a lot of vinyl, and I still spin a lot of vinyl, but you know. I really applaud, I just like people that have passion about something. And I like the passion of this young man and what's going on here at this station. So I encourage everybody out there to really dig deep and support this thing. Tyler and I are having some conversations about maybe what we can do with Hobie's and the ranch and something there. So let's keep this thing, let's keep the lights on down here, people. Beyond that, you know, I'm just trying to keep it real, you know, in terms of Laguna. I mean, the ranch you know, certainly a symptom of that. And, you know, with Hobie's, I mean, we're all about, you know, yeah, we have plenty of visitors here. You know, I get it. But, you know, we're catering to the locals because the people here are pretty special people, and we want to give them, you know, the coolest piece of Mayberry here in Orange County possible.
Yeah, and I just want to add with regards to the ranch that Mark's sister, Lori Alter, did all of the interior design and decorating of the remodel of the right?
Shout out to Lori and Tuvalu.
Store Tuvalu is you'll walk in to the new rooms and all the new furnishings and everything at the ranch. It's Tuvalu, and it's so beautiful. So go check it out, locals. And I just want to give a shout out to KX93.5 too, because it is a nonprofit, and we need to all support this. You know, listener-supported station, because it is special, just like Laguna Beach. So good job, Tyler.
Thanks to both of you. Very kind.
You got it.
Love you, baby.
Yeah,
love
totally. And love you too, Mark Christie. Thanks so much for being on my show.
Thanks for chasing me.
You know, I never quit. So
it was fun.
And all the listeners out there, make sure to check out my Facebook page and let me know if there's anybody else amazing that you would like for me to interview. And until next time, listen to Alice Cooper, who might be a guest on my show coming up soon. Mm-hmm. Sign off for me, but I will do it first. This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.